I'm Cassie with all that matters in Triple M Rock News this year to round up 2020. What a year. And I know it's been oversaid, but the music industry took a massive whack to the nuts this year. And shout out to everyone who has released new music, performed live from isolation, ran fundraisers for local crew, faced tour cancellations, and just getting through it. From starting the year off with the massive bushfire relief gigs that raised millions for local Aussies, to needing relief for themselves, it's been a roller coaster. Thank you to all of the music lovers who purchased music instead of streaming, who bought local bands' merch, purchased produce from local venues when the doors were shut. Let's hope that 2021 has got much more good news for our local industry.
Hi, this is Angus Young.
And Brian Johnson of the SCDC.
This year, we saw the long-awaited return of AC/DC with their 17th studio album, Power Up, that topped the Aussie album charts 4 weeks in a row. The album saw Brian Johnson, Cliff Williams, and Phil Rudd reunite with Angus and Stevie Young, giving rock fans the most classic-sounding Akadaka album in years. Although most tours and gigs got cancelled this year, that didn't stop musicians from playing live, and we saw live stream gigs and concert releases from the world's best bands, and we could enjoy it right from the comfort of our own homes. From the Foo Fighters to Rob Thomas to The Killers, Paul Dempsey, even Powderfinger reunited. You can catch up on the best live stream gigs of 2020 at triplem.com.au now.
This is Bruce Springsteen.
Bruce Springsteen reunited with the E Street Band this year for their first rock album in 6 years. Letter to You was released along with a film by the same name that you can watch on Apple TV now.
Music that built this nation.
With more time on their hands, we had some of the best rock acts call in and host shows on Triple M. From AC/DC to Bruce Springsteen, Foo Fighters, Jimmy Barnes, it was huge. You can catch up on the best rock interviews from Triple M on the Triple M app now. Well, there was a lot of innovation this year, and some creative merchandise options were born from the boredom. From Alice Cooper's line of milk and hot sauces to Elton John's very own Barbie doll. Where there's money to be made, they'll find a way. You can read more about it and find out where you can get some of this kooky merch at triplem.com.au. Thank you to everyone who makes Triple M Rock News possible. Maddie Haywood, Dave Collins, Link Kelly, BT, everybody who plays a part, thank you for making this come to life and go live every week. I'm Cassie, and that's all that matters in Triple M Rock News for 2020.